one of the greatest things here about our South Coast Health Community Spotlight is we get to learn about places and organizations that we've just never heard of before today. And we're bringing in from the Katie Brown Educational Program, Claire McVicker. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So tell us about the Katie Brown Educational Program. I know you were just at Fairhaven High School not too long ago.
We were. Just a few weeks ago, we were at Fairhaven High School delivering our teen dating violence prevention program. We've actually been at Fairhaven for a number of years, so we do that every year. We go twice during the school year to meet all other students in sophomore year.
When we're talking about heavy topics like this, like domestic violence and things, are you noticing it's occurring in high school, or are you almost trying to get the message out there before maybe a problem would present itself?
Teen dating violence, unfortunately, is really prevalent. So at Katie Brown, we have developed a school-based curriculum. It's about 5 sessions. Our educators meet with small classrooms of no more than like 30 students, and they return every single day to deliver our full prevention program. So we start as young as fourth grade. So and we go all the way up through high school. So students get about 5 hours worth of prevention education from our program.
Who is Katie Brown?
So Katie Brown was a young woman from Barrington, Rhode Island, and she got into a dating relationship in high school. At some point during her relationship, it had become pretty unhealthy. I think a lot of her friends and her family had noticed that there were some things that were happening that they didn't think were okay or weren't healthy. But I think a lot of her peers at that time kind of lacked the information or skills on how to help her, mm-hmm. how to support her, how to get more information about teen dating violence. So our program began a few months after Katie's murder. She was murdered by her boyfriend when she decided to end the relationship, which can be some of the riskiest time for people who are in abusive relationships, is when they decide to end that relationship.
And of course, this is the worst of the worst. So we're hoping to avoid situations like that. Maybe there's someone listening who works at a school who'd love to have you come in.
Absolutely.
What do they need to know?
Go to our website, kbep.org, and you can find contact information for our program director, and you can give her a call. But absolutely, reach out to us, talk to us, see if we're already in your community. If you can maybe help make a connection to bring us to more schools, we'd love that.
If there's somebody like that's a friend that sees their friend heading down this dangerous path, in my experience, a lot of times you try to talk to that friend and they don't want to hear it, and they kind of shut you down. What's a way to get around that?
I think that is one of the most difficult things for friends and peers who see teen dating violence happening, is that they're just not really sure. You know, when you think about dating relationships, people are really protective of those. Those are not often things that we're really okay with talking to other people about or hearing some negative feedback as well. So I would say, you know, just try your best to be supportive. For a lot of teens, one of the first things that happens is that there's a lot of isolation. One of the first signs to see is that your friend is pulling away. You know, they're not there like they used to be. They're not answering phone calls. They're not responding to your texts, and you're not seeing them as often. So that's a really, really big warning sign that the violence is increasing. But remain there, continue to be a support, keep your eyes open to monitor the situation. And then there's a lot of additional resources out there for that next stage.
And you are one of those resources. So thank you so much for coming in and sharing your message. That website again is kbep.org.
Claire McVicker, thank you so much for coming on South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.